Gary Bowyer, home record has gone. What do you make of that?
We were beaten by the better team. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to make excuses or anything like that. Got ourselves a goal. And, you know, I think the key moment was obviously their equaliser right on half time. I think that changes their team talk. And, you know, the disappointing thing is the manner of their three goals. For as much possession that they had, and I thought we contained, if that's the right word, in front of a goal, Ryan Allsop's not had a save where you've gone, oh, what a good save, that's kept us in the game. So that's a disappointing thing, because the manner of all four goals, really, in the game are horrible goals that probably match the weather.
Yeah, that goal coming in injury time, you just didn't close down that second phase, did you?
No. And that's disappointing. And then, like you say, we had a couple of opportunities still to clear it. So, disappointing from that point of view.
You've picked that out as the key moment of the match. I might say the disappearance of Kyle Vassell was also crucial.
Yeah, it's had an impact. You know, Jimmy Ryan going off had an impact on Tuesday, and we got through that one. But we lost Clark as well today, and to lose Vass, you know, they're three big players, or they certainly have been this season for us. So, you know, it was a blow for us.
We'll come to Clark in a minute, but Kyle Vassell, was it a hamstring that caused it?
Yeah, hamstring. You know, he was in full flight, you know, he just felt something. So we'll assess it, but hopefully, you know, we'll get that and get him back as quickly as we can.
You're short at that end of the pitch with Mark Cullen on crutches for a while.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, what it does do, it gives somebody else an opportunity now, and they've got to grab it, because we have got what we've got. Like I said, we're not making excuses. They're the facts now. We've lost two of them up the top, and they were our main two at the start of the season. So, you know, that's what you have a squad for.
And you mentioned him already, Clark Robertson. What's the story there?
We're just waiting on confirmation. He's got something wrong with his foot, but we're just waiting on confirmation on that.
So you're, at this moment, you can't put a time span on that?
Not at this moment. It would be you know, a little bit early for me to say how long.
Massive blow for the club, and a massive blow for the lad as well, who's playing right at the top of his game.
Yeah, we spoke about it the other week, ironically, when he's played the most minutes in 2017. And, you know, it's a blow for him, like you say, because he's been at the top of his game, and it's a blow for the team. But I thought Will Ameson, to be fair to him, came in today and I thought he did well. It moved Tilty over to his more natural left side, and you know, I thought they did okay.
We've seen the names of Turton and Meller on the team sheet together before. Yeah. Meller playing in front of Turton, but Meller started right back with Turton in the position you sort of ended up with him in on Tuesday.
Yeah, we knew what Wigan were about, and we just tried to have a more defence-minded person in there. You look at Longy, you look at Cocky, Sessi, the more forward types. So we wanted someone a bit more defence-minded in there and put Turts in there. I thought he did okay again in there today, but obviously his more natural position is at right back.
Are Wigan the best team in the division?
Oh, you've seen it today. Cookie won't thank me again for saying it, but they are, you know, the way they play and how they go about the game. And the firepower that they're bringing it on, you know, when they're taking people off and giving them a rest. They've got a great squad, and like I say, the way they play the game's great. But we're disappointed today that, you know, for all the possession, we've given three cheap goals. I mean, the third one's just comical, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not going to see too many of them, thankfully. Big week for your medical staff then this week, before you got any picture of how you might face Northampton next week?
No, not at this moment in time. Like you say, it is a little bit A&E, so we'll recover today, learn the lessons that we're going to have to take on the chin from today's game, and then go again.